From the WDXE Newsroom, this is the WDXE News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Antonio Delgado is now a representative in name only. At the beginning of May, Governor Kathy Hochul picked him to be her new lieutenant governor, but he did not immediately resign the seat. And Delgado has not been voting in person in the Capitol since at least May 10th, just over a week after Hochul tapped him for the new job. In a May 10th letter to the clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives, Delgado invoked the House of Representatives resolution that allows him to designate a proxy to vote in his absence. Delgado wrote, and I quote, "I write to notify you of the designation of a proxy to cast my vote. I am unable to physically attend proceedings in the House chamber due to the ongoing public health emergency," end quote. Adding, and I quote, "I hereby grant the authority to cast my vote by proxy to the Honorable Joe Neguse, who has agreed to serve as my proxy," end quote. Apparently, Delgado is using COVID-19 as an excuse, although he made no public announcement about contracting the virus recently. Representative Neguse represents the 2nd Congressional District in the state of Colorado and will now be casting votes for the 19th Congressional District in the Hudson Valley. Delgado's office did not respond to requests from Mid-Hudson News seeking additional comments on the proxy votes. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. The special master's finalized district maps for the state Senate had one major change locally. Columbia and Greene counties are together in one district after receiving public in favor of the union. Both counties are now in the new 41st district, which stretches west to Binghamton and Ithaca. The district lost part of Ulster County to make the changes. That sets up a contest between two incumbents. Republican Sue Sereno, who represents the current version of the 41st district, and Democrat Michelle Henchy, whose 46th district got shifted to Schoharie and Albany counties and points north, but who lives in Saugerties in the future 41st district. On May 22nd, officially announcing her campaign for the seat, Henchy said, and I quote, "Upstate New York has faced decades of underinvestment. It's why I ran for office in 2020 to fight for the needs of the community that raised me by finally investing in our aging infrastructure, supporting our family farms, funding education, ending the housing crisis, and battling the opioid epidemic that is ravaging our towns and cities," end quote. Pete DeMola reports in the Times Union that the finalized map for the new state Senate 46th district finds veteran state senator Neil Breslin now vying to represent the area. The newly mapped 46th district will now include Schenectady County, but without the city of Schenectady and Niskayuna, and Albany County without Colony and Montgomery County. Breslin, who is 79 from Bethlehem, currently represents the 44th district, which currently covers parts of Albany and Rensselaer counties, including all of the cities of Albany and Rensselaer and the western fourth of the city of Troy. The changes move Republican incumbent Senator Daphne Jordan, who lives in Half Moon and represents the 43rd district, further north and out of Rensselaer County. Instead, Jordan faces a primary battle against another Republican incumbent state senator. Republican Jim Tedesco, who currently represents New York's 49th district, now says he will run for the newly created 44th district instead of the redrawn 46th district. Former GOP state senator Kathy Marchione said, and I quote, "I and many other Saratoga County Republicans, the majority of them GOP committee people, that I've spoken to are upset and disappointed with Jim Tedesco's actions," end quote. Marchione formerly represented the 43rd district. Tedesco said, and I quote, "This new 44th state Senate district has large areas I've run and won in with big numbers for years, and we can't let it get into Democratic hands," end quote. Schenectady County Legislator Michelle Austerlitz and Therese McCallman, both Democrats, have announced bids for the seat. The other local state Senate election with a major shakeup is the Democratic-leaning 43rd District that includes Colony, Rensselaer County, and parts of Washington County. Democrats Andrea Smythe and Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple have announced campaigns there, as has Republican incumbent Assemblyperson Jack Ashby, who lives in Castleton-on-Hudson. Primary elections for U.S. House seats and state Senate seats will be held August 23rd, while the primary election for the governor's race and state assembly contest is June 28th. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.